理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Well, today we want to take a look at the city of Bangkok. We hope you'll join us.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. That's right. We're going to Bangkok. Now, Bangkok has a lot of good things to offer. In these next few lessons, we'll be looking at the best of Bangkok.
Steve, I know you've been to Bangkok. Did you enjoy it?
I did, Vicky. It's a very lively, energetic city.
Okay. Well, students, we hope you're ready to join us. We're on page 22 in the left-hand column. Let's begin our reading, The Best of Bangkok.
The Best of Bangkok. Bangkok's visitors always comment on the traffic. Lines of cars, trucks, and buses stretch as far as the eye can see.Down Bangkok streets. The situation won't get better any day soon either. Nearly 1,000 new vehicles are registered in the city each day. But those who can look beyond the traffic discover an exciting, vibrant city. Golden temple spires reach into the sky. Brilliant colored fruits and vegetables fill the markets. And Thai cooking from roadside vendorsfills the air with spicy smells.
Well, today we're taking a look at the best of Bangkok, and our writer says discover the richness of Thai culture in Thailand's capital. So Bangkok is the capital of Thailand, and we're going to be taking a look at the culture, aren't we?
We are. It's such a small country, but the culture is so rich, the history is so...old, it's really an interesting place to visit, for sure.
So our writer wants us to discover this richness, the richness of this culture. Now, sometimes when we talk about the richness of something, we're just meaning that there's so much there. There's so much to enjoy. It's full. It's abundant.
That's right. Well, let's go into the text. It says, Bangkok's visitors always comment on the traffic. And that's true. There are lines of cars, trucks, and buses as far as the eye can see. That's one of the things that...the visitor as soon as into the city.
You know, I have to be honest, I've heard these stories about the traffic, and that's one of the reasons I haven't been to Bangkok yet, is because I don't want to spend my vacation in traffic, but I know that there are other things there to enjoy.
That's right, Vicky. The author does say lines of cars, trucks, and buses stretch as far as the eye can see down Bangkok streets, and that would be something that you would want to avoid, so I can't blame you. When you're looking down the street, the streets of Bangkok, all you see are cars, buses, and they don't seem to be moving very quickly.
That's right. You know, often when we want to put emphasis on something, we might say this, as far as the eye can see. So as far as the eye can see, you're seeing buses and cars and everything, and it's just a steady stream of traffic, and they're not moving a lot of times,
they're
right?
They're not. And the author says the situation won't get better any day soon either. So we're not expected to see that the traffic in Bangkok will get better. Nearly 1,000 new vehicles are registered in the city each day. So you can imagine the number of vehicles on the streets of Bangkok is growing each day.
That's right. So we're not going to see much improvement very soon because of the fact that new cars are being added to the streets or to the highways every day. That's amazing when you think about it. 1,000 new vehicles are registered in the city each day. Now, when we say they're registered, of course, when you get a new car, you get a license usually. You have to register that car. And so we're finding here that there are a lot of people, they're wanting a vehicle. And I think as countries in Asia become more prosperous, more and more individuals are owning cars.
That's right. I remember when I was in Bangkok, they were building the MRT line or the subway line. Actually, it's elevated. And I asked someone in Bangkok, I said, is this going to help the traffic in the streets because more and more people can take the subway? And he said, no, it won't be any different. So I was really amazed. So nothing is really going to help the traffic situation anytime soon in Bangkok.
Okay, well, maybe they'll have to limit how many new cars can be added to the highway. I know they've done that in other parts of the world. Well, it says, but those who can look beyond the traffic discover an exciting, vibrant city. So if you can try not to let the traffic bother you, if you can look past that or beyond that, you will see that there are many things in Bangkok to enjoy. It's a vibrant place.
It's full of energy. It's full of life. It's vibrant. It's lively. There's a lot of activity in Bangkok.
That's right. And this word can be used for other things. It can describe a person or a person's personality. It can describe colors. So it's a good word for you to learn. Let's review it now in today's skit.
Hi, Billy.
Whoa! Those colors you're wearing are so bold and strong. You look very vibrant today.
Yes, thank you. I look vibrant because I feel vibrant. I feel happy. I feel like dancing. I feel excited.
I can see that. You're very lively today. Very vibrant.
I am vibrant. I love life. Life is so exciting, and I'm just so, so happy. I feel like moving around. I'm so energetic. Woohoo!
So why do you feel so vibrant? What's your secret?
Well, I've been taking these new vitamins. They're called Vibrant Vitamins. And that's why I'm so vibrant.
Well, I think you should stop taking those Vibrant Vitamins.
Why?
Well, I think you're too vibrant. I need my sunglasses.
Okay, well, as you can see, a person can be very vibrant if they're very active and very lively, and colors can be as well.
Okay, so the author says if you can look beyond the traffic, if you can forget about the traffic, you'll see some very beautiful things. One thing, or some of the things, are the Golden Temple spires that reach into the sky. So these temple spires, I think they're Buddhist temples, and you can see them from a lot of different points among the city.
That's true. If you look at the bottom of the page here in the magazine, you can see some examples of this, these Golden Temple spires. Spires are these narrow, tall structures that reach way up into the sky, and they're very beautiful to look at, and many temples have these.
Right. They come to a point, and it's really nice because they're golden. The sun can reflect off them, and they give off a really brilliant color of gold. That's not the only thing that's brilliant in Bangkok, though. They have brilliant colored fruits and vegetables, which fill their markets.
Here, when we're talking about these brilliant colors, we're talking about they're so vibrant. The colors are very bright. They're very colorful, very beautiful. And we see that there's probably plenty of them as well. And I think a lot of us see those in pictures. We hear about this. This is very famous in Thailand.
That's one of the great things about going to Thailand is the fruit. If you like to eat fruit, you'd love to go to Bangkok. The markets are filled with fruit.
Not only that, but Thai cooking is always enjoyed by people, even the Thai cooking along the road.
Right. The vendors on the street sides, they have lots of good food, and they fill the air with spicy smells.
That's right. This would attract any tourist, I'm sure. But, of course, you need to be careful where you eat, but I'm sure it's always tasty.
Okay. And, of course, a vendor is simply someone who sells something. You can have a vendor on the street, or there could be a vendor inside a market.
Well, it sounds great. Right now, it's time for us to visit the chat room. We'll be back and learn more about the best of Bangkok.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken.
Today's lesson is about Bangkok. And Bangkok's visitors always comment on the traffic, according to the lesson.
That's right. The lesson says, lines of cars, trucks, and buses stretch as far as the eye can see down Bangkok streets. So we're talking about traffic jams.
That's right. Sometimes we call that traffic congestion. There are many ways to describe traffic jams. We can also say bumper-to-bumper traffic, or that the traffic is stop and go. In a city, we often use the word gridlock to describe the situation when cars are unable to move.
塞车在英文有好几种讲法 traffic jam 或者 traffic congestion C-O-N-G-E-S-T-I-O-N 如果用形容词可以用 congested 或者 heavy 也可以 heavy traffic 有时候我们会听到用 bumper to bumper 保险杆对保险杆来形容车与车之间的距离或者 stop and go traffic 也是那种走走停停的塞车 So when do traffic jams occur?
Well, traffic jams can occur anytime, but an accident usually causes a traffic jam, or rush hour is another time when we see heavy traffic.
Rush hour?
That's right. Rush hour refers to the two periods in a day when people are traveling to and from work or school.
So it's only 1 hour?
No, even though we call it rush hour, it's usually several hours.Maybe from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And the cars aren't rushing anywhere. They're usually crawling.
People must get in a bad mood when they're stuck in traffic, huh?
Some of them do. And sometimes that leads to road rage.
Road rage?
Yes. Road rage is violent behavior by drivers who get frustrated while driving or stuck in traffic.So this may include yelling insults or hitting people with their cars.
塞车常常会使人感到很烦躁，也就有可能导致 road rage, 所谓的公路愤怒，也就是对其他的驾驶人造成威胁的驾驶行为，或者在马路上做出攻击性的行为，叫做 road rage.
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
On the streets of Bangkok, you may see a fancy yellow car zooming through the streets. Who is inside? A. The mayor. B. A Thai rock star. C. The king. On the streets of Bangkok, you may see a fancy yellow car zooming through the streets. Who is inside? C. The king. Really? I didn't know that.I thought those fancy yellow cars were taxis.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Today we're taking a look at the best of Bangkok.
We found that Bangkok, even though it has some traffic problems,It is a very vibrant city. Join us now on line 13 as we continue with the reading.
The best of Bangkok. Every visit to Bangkok should begin with Wat Phra Kaw and the nearby Grand Palace. Visit them early in the morning before the day gets hot and steamy.Wat Phra Kaw houses the 600-year-old Emerald Buddha. Visitors have to look hard to find the statue itself. It sits high above the floor and is only 66 centimeters tall. More impressive is the lavish decoration of the temple. Visitors can walk around the four Grand Palace buildings too.The architecture is an interesting blend of European and Thai styles.
Often with our travel articles, our writers tell us what we should do first when we visit a place, and that's the same here. She tells us what we should see when we visit Bangkok.
Well, our author says every visit to Bangkok should begin with Wat Phra Kaw and the nearby Grand Palace. So we'll see this word Wat a few times. It means a temple, particularly a Buddhist temple.
Okay, so this is the place we should visit first. It's one of the famous spots in Bangkok that most tourists would want to visit. It's very beautiful. Of course, the decorations in these temples are very amazing. And so you will want to visit this place definitely.
Not only that, but the author says we should visit the Grand Palace. These are great places. The Grand Palace isn't too far from the Wat, and it's very beautiful there. Mm-hmm. The decorations are very ornate. It's a wonderful place to visit, especially from a Westerner's point of view, who views these things with really fresh eyes. There's nothing like it in the West.
Very exotic, a must-see. Well, our writer says visit them early in the morning before the day gets hot and steamy. These are two places you'll want to visit early because it gets hotter and hotter as the day goes on. It gets hot, and notice it says it gets steamy.
Almost like you're in a steam bath. It's so hot, and there's so much moisture in the air. It feels like you're in a steam bath, and it can be very uncomfortable. You're sweating a little bit, and it's a little sticky as well, and that's what happens when we say the weather is steamy.
Often we just say hot and humid. Hot and humid is probably the most common way of saying this, but hot and steamy gives us the same idea. And it just is very, very uncomfortable to be out in that kind of weather.
So if you go out in the morning, you could probably avoid some of that steaminess. Well, the Wat Phra Kaw houses the 600-year-old Emerald Buddha. Now, this is a very famous tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. It's 600 years old, and it's made of emeralds, which is a fine greenish gemstone.
That's right, and this attracts, as you said, many people. It is a Buddha, so this is, of course, many Buddhists want to come here to worship. They want to come and see this temple. And it says visitors have to look hard to find the statue itself. Actually, the statue's not all that big.
I know, before I went to see it, I had in my mind that the Buddha would be very large and very prominent within the temple, but actually it's not. When you go in, you have to look around a little bit before you find it because it's only 66 centimeters tall, which isn't very tall at all.
That's right. Notice what it says here. It says it sits high above the floor and is only 66 centimeters tall. So it sits up high, and if you're not really paying attention, you might actually miss it, and it's not all that big.
Well, that kind of makes sense with something that's made from emeralds, which are so precious, it's not really going to be that big, and they probably want to keep it out of the reach of the public as well. So that kind of makes sense.
Notice as we go on, it says more impressive, actually, according to the writer, is the lavish decoration of the temple. So the temple is decorated beautifully. Notice this word lavish. Lavish really means extravagant. It's exceptional, isn't it?
It is. They spared no expense when they were decorating this temple. They were very generous in making this temple as beautiful as possible. And so the author thinks the decorations or inside the temple, the surrounding temple area is really worth seeing, even more so than the Emerald Buddha.
That's right. So it's very lavish, excessive, extravagant. A person can be lavish with their attention that they give to someone else. It just means that they're very excessive with it.
The author goes on to say that visitors can walk around the four grand palace buildings too. So after you leave the temple area, you can walk over to the grand palace buildings, walk around them, and enjoy the architecture.
Okay, so it says that there are four buildings here, very beautiful, all of them, and you can walk around these grounds and enjoy just the beauty of these buildings. It says the architecture is as an interesting blend of European and Thai styles. So it's kind of this mixture. When we talk about a blend of something, it combines several things together. In this case, we're combining or blending together the European style of architecture and the Thai style.
Well, that's very interesting. One thing that's interesting about Thailand, actually, Vicki, is it's one of the few Southeast Asian countries that was not colonized mm-hmm. back in the day, hundreds of years ago. And so it's interesting that you would have this blend of architectural styles.
Well, I think at that time there was still a great European influence, and we know that the king traveled and was quite aware of European architecture. Well, right now, students, we're going to give you the privilege of taking a look at Bangkok. Enjoy this.
Michelle, 这篇文章首先我们来看第一句话的 comment 这个动词。我们学过 comment 当名词是指评论，例如 no comment 不予置评。但是如果 comment 当动词的话，是指有意见或者是评论。 对某件事情发表意见是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,the police refused to comment on the case. 警方拒绝对案情发表任何的意见。如果要说明所评论的内容可以用 that 子句。例如 ,the critics commented that the play was dull. 剧评家评论这出戏平淡无奇。接下来我们看的是 vibrant 这个形容词。Vibrant 是指充满活力的或者是生气勃勃的。例如 ,her vibrant personality makes her a natural leader. 她朝气蓬勃的个性让她成为天生的领袖。或者是 ,many businesses are attracted to China by its vibrant economy. 许多企业被中国活跃的经济所吸引。最后我们看的是 steamy 这个形容词。它是从 steam, 水蒸气这个名词所衍生出来的。Steamy 在这里是指热又潮湿的。例如 ,the steamy tropics, 湿热的热带国家。Steamy 也指冒着水蒸气的或者是雾茫茫的。例如 ,a steamy kettle, 冒着水蒸气的茶壶。或者是 ,he went into the steamy sauna to relax for a while. 他走进雾茫茫的蒸汽浴室来放松一下。And now it's time for us to go to the word bank.
Vibrant. Shanghai is a vibrant city. It's full of life. Spire. The building has a tall spire on its roof. Vendor. That street vendor is selling all kinds of clothing. Steamy.Let's stay inside where it's cool. The weather is hot and steamy today. Lavish. Miranda's parents spent $250,000 on her lavish wedding.
The best of Bangkok.Bangkok's visitors always comment on the traffic. Lines of cars, trucks, and buses stretch as far as the eye can see down Bangkok streets. The situation won't get better any day soon either. Nearly 1,000 new vehicles are registered in the city each day. But those who can look beyond the traffic discover an exciting, vibrant city.Golden temple spires reach into the sky. Brilliant colored fruits and vegetables fill the markets. And Thai cooking from roadside vendors fills the air with spicy smells. Every visit to Bangkok should begin with Wat Phra Kaw and the nearby Grand Palace. Visit them early in the morning before the day gets hot and steamy.Wat Phra Kaw houses the 600-year-old Emerald Buddha. Visitors have to look hard to find the statue itself. It sits high above the floor and is only 66 centimeters tall. More impressive is the lavish decoration of the temple. Visitors can walk around the four Grand Palace buildings too.The architecture is an interesting blend of European and Thai styles.
Well, Vicki, when I was in Bangkok, we did mention the traffic. One way I got around was that I hired a motorcycle and a driver, and I would sit on the back of the motorcycle, and the driver could then weave in and out of the traffic, and we could get somewhere in a relatively short time.
Ah, but dangerous?
A little bit. Be sure you wear your helmet.
Okay, another way people often get around in Bangkok, of course, is the waterways, and we'll learn about that next time. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.